So please do tell us about what's going on in New
York.
We
got some in-studio guests. We have Patrick Dugau. Did I get it right?
Dugau.
Okay. Yep. And Elizabeth Stevenson, who is slowly approaching the mic, and we are reeling her in. It is early in the morning. And yeah, no, there it's they're from Wichita. And it's really like the only sort of, and I'm certain I've mentioned this before, it's the only concept I really have of Wichita is this Pat Metheny album from 1975 or something
falls,
like
Wichita
that.
Wichita Falls.
Yeah, something yes, like as that. Falls, as falls, Wichita falls, so falls Wichita.
Exactly.
And it was, yeah, I saw it in a, I saw him perform it live in a chapel. And it was the first time I ever went to a concert and then listened with my eyes closed. But that has absolutely nothing to do with you, the art, or where you live. And so, yeah, how that sort of Wichita-Montreal connection, let's start there. That is just so obvious, just so off the top, dead bang on. Everybody must know it, but let's repeat it just
well,
in case they don't.
Elizabeth's from originally from Toronto, but she came to school here at McGill, studied architecture, and when we met... we just decided to come back. So, okay. And she brought me, well, basically she brought me here and I fell in love with it too. And so we just have been coming back for the last 10 years.
Yeah, because that's the thing is you only come for the summers, right?
Right.
You are one of those rare smart people who does Montreal summers and doesn't do the Montreal winters.
Right, right. No, we run our organization during the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. So we it's so hot there now. I don't know what it is Celsius, but it's 100. When we left, it was about 103 degrees.
That would be something like about 35, 37, 39 degrees or something like that.
Yeah, it's really miserable and 100% humidity. We're right on the river there, so we just shut the place down. And although we do have friends that are still putting on shows, we have music shows that'll come through, but. It's the diehards that'll
come. This is Fish House.
Yes,
okay,
right.
Yeah. Exactly. By the way, we will be reciting all sorts of URLs for you. Fish House is FISCHAHAUS.com. Everything gets a .com after it these days, or at least on today's, for today's guests. But yeah, explain more. It's the sort of thing where I wanted to talk more about your art and stuff like that. It's the builder removed your sort of background because let me see if I can spit this out properly in a way that makes sense to more people than just me. It is you are doing representational and figurative painting that is the stuff that I've seen live is a very mundane objects, but then you do it on some sort of larger, not standard or traditional type of canvas, and then the stuff that I've seen of pictures, you're suddenly working into portraits and so on, and then they have these little doohickeys and stuff like that that add in some sort of architectural stuff, which is where then you take away the builder. Did I get it halfway right?
Basically, I started out by drawing on the wall. Well, the Fish House is a warehouse. And when I moved in it into the warehouse in 94, there were no walls, so I had to build all those walls, and there was no heat, so there was one room that I had heat in, and so I spent a lot of time in that room, especially in the winter, where I would just paint on the walls. And at some point I started liking the painting that was done actually on the sheetrock itself. And so one day I decided to just cut the sheetrock right from the wall and mount it. And from then on, I just love that, working with sheetrock. Mm-hmm. And so when we came to Montreal, in fact, we just we drove here for a couple times, and then we started taking the train, and we'd just bring our tools and some clothes, and then we'd get here around July 1st, which is moving day. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of stuff in the street, a lot of treasure. So yes. We would just walk around and I could find all the sheetrock that I wanted and all the wood. So basically the paintings are done on sheetrock, not on canvas. Mm-hmm. And they're pieces of sheetrock that I cut and screw to board in the shape of other objects that might relate to the portrait. Mm-hmm. That I'm doing, or the interior, or whatever it is that I'm doing. So
cool. No, there it's the sort of thing where I don't know if you've seen, but I've been walking around and there's this guy I think who's signing, or this girl who's signing their paintings LC, and it's L sort of like an upside down 7 and then C using the copyright thing, and they're using plywood and then actually sticking them up on outdoor exterior walls.
Here in Montreal?
Yes, here in Montreal. Oh. There's one that's down at the corner of University and Sherbrooke, right on the scaffolding. And the thing that I find very surprising is that the guys who put up the posters, Publicity Sauvage, actually respect the art enough that they have not postered over his piece, although, or her piece, or its piece, or whatever's piece. But then there have been a couple others, and I'm sort of semi-tempted. Well, if I get like a crowbar, I could probably pry it off.
And have your own, yes.
And, okay, now hold on a second. Cutting out, so these the walls at the fish house now, do they are sort of like Swiss cheese? Or?
Yeah, well, they were, yeah. They've, it's evolved, you know, over the last, what I say, 20, you know, since 94, mm-hmm. you know, of course we fill in and then take out again. And so it gets, it's funny, sheetrock gets a certain, if it's unpainted, which it always has been, you know, we just screw sheetrock up. It's not mud and mm-hmm. mudded and taped or anything silly like that. But yeah, so we would just fill in. But the sheetrock actually gets a patina. It mm-hmm. the sun hits it, it mm-hmm. turns a nice brown. Anyway, that's what I mm-hmm. kind of really like.
It gives an added emphasis as well into heavy art.
It's very heavy. In fact, Elizabeth has started lifting weights so that she can help me haul this stuff around.
Which is true.
And so there, it's. I then assume that the Builder Remove, which is that the latest series, show, something like that?
I've been doing my paintings in the context of I call it the Painted Theater Project. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that I'm painting characters in a play along with props mm-hmm. and sets. And mm-hmm. the set pieces are, my last set piece was a 28 foot long, 2 foot high, 360 degree view of our space in the fish house mm-hmm. where Elizabeth and I live. And that is the set piece for the play. And then the various characters are friends, people that are in my family, you know, and myself and Elizabeth as well included. And the builder is sort of an alter ego for myself. It's a self-portrait, and it's part of a series of plays I want to do where the builder is, I'm sort of thinking he's the creator character, and then an antithesis to that is the destroyer character, which is my inadvertent arsonist, which is another sort of, I'm constantly worried about fire, you know, having this warehouse and basically having everything we own in this warehouse. I mean, you know, all of our work and all the stuff that we put into it. You know, there's fire hazards everywhere, as we know in Montreal. Yeah, it's the same. A lot of fires here, I've noticed. But anyway, so that's the idea. Now I'm working on a preserver character, which is the third in the series.
That sounds very cool.
Yeah, so.
Although, preserve,
I haven't arrived at it yet. I'm still working on that.
And it is also somehow just the builder, the destroyer, they're very easily pronounced. But I'm not having an easy time
preserver,
pronouncing
it.
And so there we're like on your website, which is patrickdueegaw.com.
Or thebuilderremove.com.
Or thebuilderremove.com, which is way easier to spell and stuff like that, but longer letters. You had this show at some fancy-ass place in Wichita.
Oh, it was the Art Museum.
Yeah, that looked very, very smooth. Yeah. Where have you been showing? When was that? How did it go? And what are...
That was March and April of this year.
Very cool.
And they gave me the upper floors of their gallery, mm-hmm. which was sort of a unprecedented thing for a local living mm-hmm. artist. and I was able to show 10 years of my work. So I had 111 pieces that show. Drawings and paintings and a lot of study drawings mm-hmm. and things of that nature.
Congratulations. That must have been a real kick in the pants.
Thank you. It was a lot of work and a lot of fun. Yeah.
I can imagine. Are you going to be, or are you trying to get it or anything else up and around here?
I am. I've got some things in the works. I'm sort of just meeting with people, and so that's where it stands now.
Okay.
But I'd certainly like to.
Because, you know, there are a bunch of places upon seeing that, I just sort of, my jaw hit the floor, and I said, whoa, this is very slick, very cool. They give you a catalog, too?
They did.
And hot diggity dog.
I should have brought one for you,
okay.
But I will.
That's no problem there. And so there to then get back to that, yeah, what did it, what would be the differences between Wichita? It's probably easy enough to say if you are aware, but I'm not aware of Wichita. So that difference is, because that's something that just endlessly fascinates me, because it is like, yes, the Montreal-Toronto connection I can understand, Montreal-New York connection, Montreal-Paris. Wichita, you're supposed to, I don't know, be going to like Winnipeg or something.
Well, I don't know if this relates at all, but I was actually thinking about this on the way over the mountain to get here. And as we were walking across the mountain, there was some trash, you know, which is not very usual. Yeah. So it stood out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was an evening's party. It looked like some festivities happening last night. And, you know, where normally you might find some Bud Light cans and cigarette packages or whatever. Instead, I walked by old champagne corks and the wrapping of imported French cheese, which I think, I'm sure that was a standalone type, but I think that's what it does for me.
Okay.
Being in Montreal, we love to eat. So, mm-hmm. I mean, who doesn't really? But the food here is amazing. And
although you get better steaks down there, I think.
See, you've hooked us up. We've been trying to hit some of the spots that you've listed. We're still working on it, but
this is referring to a previous meeting we had where I carry around a restaurant list just so that I don't have
an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper neatly folded to be wallet sized.
Yes, just so that when people say, "So where you want to go to eat?" I don't have to start thinking. I just pull it out.
If I had my wallet on me, it would be in there.
I have mine, and it is. And but then back to the art in terms of, then it's when you're, I assume you do make art here, because it's how we initially met was back when you were making stuff and you wanted to display it during the Saint Laurent Street Fair and so on.
Right, yeah, that was a fun
project. Do you find that there is any difference between the art that is made here and the art made there, or is it the way that your process goes in making the art that it takes long enough that the idea starts here and it gets made there and vice versa? And
You know, I have actually done some of my favorite work here, and I think it's just because I'm away from my. We live here for two months, mm-hmm. and sometimes three or four we have in the past, and but we're not really. We hope to at some point, but you know, I'm not going to the driver's license bureau here. I'm not dealing with the normal everyday things that I have to at home. And so when we're here, I just lock down and I can work and then step out and, you know, bike up the mountain or go and get a bagel and go, you know, so, and of course reap the benefit of this beautiful weather. And I know it's funny. Everybody I've talked to, they're really disappointed with the weather.
Well, this year,
this summer,
bizarre.
But for us, it's heaven. I mean, you know, and because the alternative is, you know, candles melting in your house. So, but we get away and we get to work. We really get to concentrate. Mm-hmm. And because of it, I've done some fairly large paint. In fact, last year I worked on a fairly large portrait of a friend of mine, and it was seven feet tall and, you know, 4.5 feet wide. And so, but I just build it in such a way that I can break it down, send it home, and then finish it at home, you know, do some finishing touches, frame it, and then it looks, I mean, it doesn't even look like it broke down.
Okay. So. And so then there to sort of focus in on the question, because also we are coming up on Democracy Now, which is unfortunate. bane of my existence on Monday mornings. But there, so you would, as far as having a different, there'd be more just your headspace as opposed to the actual work. Work that comes out when you're here. So there would be a more consistent output, but it's just easier to do, or different way of thinking about it while you're here than there, because there are no hydro bill or electricity bills. There's no sort of school
windows
taxes
that need to be fixed. And, well, there's that element, but I'm also very inspired here. I just get really, I don't know, visiting the museum, having the access to the museums here, and all the artwork that's just on the street, Omen, you know, looking at all the stuff around you. It's very inspirational here.
No, Omen, Stair, the Enemy Crew, and then there are a bunch of new ones that are sort of popping up now with Collecto Asterix, something like that. They got a nice mural at the side of Duluth and Saint Laurent that that went up, was last year, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Any last little things we got to talk about really quickly before we hit the headlines?
Do you have any contact information for those who are listening in?
So just, I guess, just patrickdugas.com or thebuilderremove.com will work. Or fishhouse.com is another way to get to
In order, Patrick Dugas, patrickdugaw.com, fishhouse.com, fishhaus.com, and thebuilderremove, you probably know how to spell that, .com. All of them great. Thank you both very much for coming
in. Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate
it. And we will speak to you soon. See you sooner.
Sounds great.